Well, as you know, many schools have Grandparents' Day, and so we could say today the church celebrates Grandparents' Day on the feast day of Saints Anne and Joachim, the grandparents of our dear Lord Jesus, the parents of our Blessed Mother. So today really is Grandparents' Day for the Catholic Church. But what do we know about Jesus' grandparents, Saints Anne and Joachim? Well, their names come from an apocryphal writing called the Proto-Evangelium of James, or the Gospel of James. It's not an inspired writing. It's not part of the Gospels. It's not part of the Bible. But it is an ancient writing dating back to about the year 170. And in this particular Gospel, there are some historical facts, some historical accuracies. So we do know that the names of Mary's parents were Anne and Joachim. And the tradition was that they were elderly. They had struggled with infertility. They had been praying for a child. And many years of prayer eventually brought about the beautiful fruit of their love, which was a young girl, whom they named Miriam, or Mary. And this girl was, of course, to become the Mother of God, the Mother of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So what's so beautiful about St. Anne is that she became the living shrine of the Immaculate Conception, because that's where the Immaculate Conception took place. In their normal relations, Anne and Joachim conceived a child, but God intervened, and at the moment of Mary's conception, did not allow Mary to be tainted with original sin. So Mary was preserved from the first moment of her existence by the grace of God, by the foreseen merits of Jesus Christ. His passion, death, and resurrection were applied to Mary at the first instant of her conception, and she was preserved and protected from being contaminated by original sin. And so Mary became the Immaculate Conception. So Mary did not have any sin, no original sin, and this occurred in the womb of St. Anne, her mother. A priest friend of mine from the Washington Archdiocese, has been ordained over 20 years, he tells the story of how he had been praying to our Blessed Mother. Blessed Mother, I love you so much, I want to say my first Mass in your shrine, the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception. And so he was trying to convince the bishop, the cardinal, the vocation director, please let me have my first Mass in the shrine of the Immaculate Conception. Well, because of scheduling conflicts, it didn't work out, and he was assigned to St. Anne's Church in D.C. So he said his Mass at the Church of St. Anne in D.C. See, that's God's sense of humor, that he did say his Mass in the shrine of the Immaculate Conception. It just happened to be at a different parish. So St. Anne and St. Joachim were, of course, very saintly people, very faithful to God despite their cross, their struggle with infertility. They continued to pray, and God blessed them with a beautiful young girl. And the tradition is that at the age of 3, the Blessed Mother was taken to the Temple of Jerusalem, and there she was in the boarding school for young girls until about the age of perhaps 13 or 14, when she came back home to Nazareth. It's very possible that our Blessed Mother was born in Jerusalem. There is the Church of St. Anne that dates back to the 6th century, built over the spot where they believe the house of Anne and Joachim were. So if that's the case, that's considered the birthplace of our Blessed Mother, which is the Church of St. Anne in Jerusalem. And then Our Lady would have spent those 10 or 12 years in Jerusalem, studying in the temple, learning to read Hebrew and other ancient languages, learning the sacred scriptures by heart. And then she would return home. And that's, we believe, when the visitation came of the angel Gabriel to ask her if she would be the Mother of God. Perhaps she was only 16 years old when that occurred. My own grandmother was named Anne, So I have a great devotion to Saint Anne because of my own grandmother had this same name. Now there's two great shrines of Saint Anne in the world. The one is in France, in Brittany, and the other is in Quebec, called Saint Anne de Beaupré. And they have some relics of Saint Anne in that magnificent church on the outskirts of Quebec. And if you go there, and I hope all of you have a chance to do a Catholic pilgrimage to Canada, to go to Montreal and to see the shrine of Saint Joseph, to go up to Cape de Madeleine or Lady of the Cape, beautiful shrine of Our Lady, and then go to Quebec. And when you walk into the church in Quebec, you'll see hundreds of crutches along the wall. All the people that were cured at the shrine of Saint Anne through her intercession. So I'd recommend going there to pray at the shrine of Saint Anne, especially if you're a grandparent, because this, of course, is your day. And I encourage you as grandparents to do your very best to transmit the faith to your children and grandchildren. It's not easy. It's a struggle in this modern society to pass on the faith. But don't give up. Be like Saint Anne. Continue to pray for your children and your grandchildren. That's how the faith is transmitted, through grandparents, parents, and to the children. And there's a quote from Pope Francis that said, Saint Anne and Joachim were part of a long chain of people who had transmitted their faith and love for God, expressed in the warmth and love of family life, down to Mary, who received the Son of God in her womb and who gave him to the world and to us. How precious is the family as the privileged place for transmitting the faith. So we pray, Saints Anne and Joachim, pray for us.